This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for joining us. The student television newscast produced by the New Mexico State University Journalism Department is being honored for the third year in a row. News 22, which airs on KRWG-TV, has placed in the top three in the Society of Professional Journalists Region 9 Mark of Excellence Award for Best All-Around Newscast. Also up for awards, News 22 sports anchor and producer Stephanie Flores for sports reporting and reporter Katie Bieri for best in-depth reporting. The winners will be announced at the April Region 9 conference in Santa Fe, and we'll let you know about the results. We also want to remind you of something, and I'll mention this again at the end of our conversation today, that Saturday, April 6th, at Adventure Travel at Missouri and Trevise from 10 until 2, the students will be out there to meet you and wash your car because they need to raise some money to get up to that conference in Santa Fe. One of the students you may have seen on News 22 is with me today, Zach Rael. He is an anchor and a reporter and an assignment editor and a web editor, all kinds of good stuff. Zach, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Fred.
It's good to have you with us. This is your third year at News 22, and I've had a chance to see you in action working with the students during one semester, last semester. Tell me what News 22 means to you and how you see it as part of your broadcast journalism education here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, News 22 is the student-run newscast here at NMSU. And I mean, it's just a great experience for anyone who wants to go into broadcasting, whether that be radio or television. What we do is we put on a live newscast, just like a commercial station, except the difference is it's completely run by students. The executive producer's a student, the anchors are students, the reporters are students. The only difference is our news director is a professional field, Nick Miller.
Okay, let's talk about Nick because that's a familiar name to a lot of people. He worked for many years in El Paso at KTSM, the NBC affiliate, and has been with you for a few years as news director and is certainly a great mentor.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a blessing to have Nick as our news director. He just brings so much experience and expertise to the students. He helps us with everything. The great thing about Nick, though, is he doesn't baby us. He will help you out. He'll point you in the right direction, but he lets us go and do it. He lets us make mistakes. He lets us succeed. And really, that's the only way you can learn is by going out and doing it and not having someone hold your hand the entire way. And that's the best thing I think Nick has done for News 22 is he gives us that real chance to go out and be journalists.
You know, I was struck, Zach, the first day when I went to a news meeting last semester, and it was just the kind of organizational meeting, and asked folks to raise their hands if they had transferred to NMSU because of the broadcast. And about a third of the hands in the room went up. A lot of students come here who are interested in broadcast journalism because of this program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, News 22, I mean, it's well known. I mean, we're winning awards. We're doing stories that people know about. And people, they watch News 22, I think mainly because we cover only local news for Las Cruces. But as far as students transferring, for me personally, it was a no-brainer to come to NMSU for News 22. I'm from Santa Fe, and UNM doesn't offer a program like News 22. A lot of schools, they teach journalism classes, but when you're a journalist, learning or hearing about what other journalists do, that's great and all, but you've got to actually go out and experience and do it yourself. And that's what News 22 offers students, and I think that's why a lot of people come to NMSU, so they can get that experience.
Yeah. I often tell my colleagues, when I was in college, I went to a smaller private school in central New York, Ithaca College. I worked in the student television and radio station. And I definitely credit that with my ability to still be in this career more than two decades later. And I also tell another story, and this is not to in any way denigrate the fact that classes are extremely important and you learn a lot in classes. But I can say my most valuable class was, and I'll never forget it. I went into the class first day, and the teacher was the advisor for the school newspaper, and he said, I see you've all gotten your textbooks there. That's great, and you know, read them, but I can tell you that we're not going to do any assignments out of them. Every week, you're going to be writing for the school newspaper. That's what this class is. So if you're not interested, you ought to let me know you want to withdraw. And that was the best class that I had.
And, you know, we say this all the time. News 22, although it's an actual newscast, essentially what it is a large classroom where students learn.
Absolutely. And you guys do a great job, as evidenced by this third year in a row of being nominated for the Society of Professional Journalists Mark of Excellence Award. I'm speaking today with Zach Rael. He is with News 22, which airs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30 in the evening on KRWG-TV. And this is, of course, during the spring and fall semesters. With spring break, there'll be a week off, but that's the nature of the beast. So tell me a little about, give me a sense of how this newscast works for folks who haven't had a chance to be behind the scenes, mm-hmm. to see if they were to see how this all comes together.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people only see that final half-hour production at 6:30. Our news day starts anywhere, usually around 11 a.m. The executive producer, Susie Castillo, this semester, and Nick Miller, our news director, they get together and they plan out what the day is going to look like. They plan out what stories we want to cover, what stories we're going to air. And they pretty much lay out the newscast and how it's going to look when it airs. Reporters come in around that time. They check out equipment and they go out and they cover those stories. They make up, they set up their interviews. They know where they want to go. And then around 4 o'clock, the reporters come back and they start putting the stories together, whether that's writing and editing. And they produce their own news stories. And eventually by 6:30, all of that comes together. The anchors, there's a few of them, including myself. They come in. I'm usually there around 2. And we look at the newscast, the rundown, and we see what needs to be written. Not every story is going to be able to be covered by a reporter. So a lot of the times it's up to us to find out the information that we need to portray to the viewers.
What would you say are the biggest challenges in putting this together?
The biggest challenges, you know, I would say limited, because there's only a few number of paid positions, and most of our staff is volunteer. It's completely volunteer. I think there's 6 paid positions. So it's hard to get people to go out and to cover things, and it's hard really to stay motivated. I mean, being a full-time student, and I mean, essentially this is a full-time job if you're really committed to it. You get what you give from News 22. So the more you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. But it's challenging to definitely be a student and trying to work at News 22. It's definitely fulfilling, but it is challenging.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know some of the students have a chance to do an independent study so that they can get credit for working at News 22.
Yeah.
Do you see this as a potential for a model in the future? I know, for instance, I've recently interviewed on this show the Model United Nations students, and that's a class. So they get 3 credits as they are in the Model UN. Some might suggest that because of time constraints and folks having jobs, making News 22 a class or several classes might be a possibility.
Well, in my opinion, I think News 22 should be required for anybody who wants to go into broadcasting. One of the cool things that they just started 2 semesters ago is they do offer News 22 for credit, whether that be 1 credit, 2 credits, or 3 credits. And then again, of course, if you do 3 credits, you're required to do more than a 2 credit person would be doing.
Sure,
it,
more hours, more that you absolutely. Put more hours in.
But I think that's a great opportunity. But like I said, it really amazes me how students who want to go into broadcasting, they don't take advantage of this great program that we have here. It's right in their back door.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think regardless of what you want to do, it's a good opportunity, because even if you don't want to work in news, you get skills in writing and producing, and for the folks who want to be on the air, that on-air experience. For the folks who want to work in public relations, that's a key part of understanding how the media works. And if you're going to be a PR representative, getting the writing experience, understanding what news is.
Absolutely.
And what news people look for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, I think people are intimidated to coming in the newsroom for some reason. I know I was. I started there as a freshman, and
I never would have guessed that. So.
It's intimidating. It really is. I mean, everyone knows each other. I mean, the people I work with now, we're like a family. We really are. We spend so much time together in such a high-pressure environment that you can't help become close with these people. And I think it's intimidating for people to come in and not know anybody or not be a part of this group. But, I mean, once you stick around for even just an afternoon or two, I mean, you really – you know people. You start to know how things work and how we work in the newsroom.
Well – as you already know, but a lot of students have to learn, and maybe they learn it at News 22, the most important thing that you do there if you want to be on the air is not behind the desk, but out in the field. And you've covered a lot of stories. I've been impressed that you have tackled hard news stories and done very well with that, but you do equally as well with feature reporting, and you have a great sense of how a feature report should be done, and you have a good sense of humor as well, not only in your writing, but in your delivery and in being on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me, Zach, about your favorite story that you've done.
My favorite story. You know what? My favorite holiday is Halloween, and Las Cruces puts on this great event called the Zombie Walk. It's an annual event where people go downtown dressed as zombies and they walk around. There's live music. There's a contest for who's the best zombie. And that's great fun. And I covered that this past Halloween. And just seeing how excited people get about this awesome event, in my opinion. I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead. I don't know if any of your viewers are, but I think that's just a really cool event. And that has to be my favorite story that I've covered.
That was good. I really enjoyed that one. What's the story that you'd say you're most proud of?
This one, I mean, I'm obviously proud of all my stories, some more than others. My story that I'm most proud of would have to be the spaceport law. It's slipping my mind now. The liability law.
Oh, okay.
Where they're trying to get liability coverage for the suppliers. And spaceport's a huge topic right now in southern New Mexico. And they just passed this law in this
session. Sure.
Yes, yes. I covered it back in October, and I actually interviewed the governor, some high people in NASA, and a representative from Virgin Galactic about why this law should be passed and if we want to keep the space program in southern New Mexico going, okay. if we want to be competitive with other states.
Yeah, so it did pass. That's great. And yes. So we should go to the News 22 YouTube page and we can find that?
Absolutely. Right. News 22. And then our website as well, krwgnews22.com.
Okay. You're an anchor and a reporter, but you also are an assignment editor and a web editor. Tell me about that experience.
I just do a little bit of everything, don't I? Yeah. I think it's important to learn everything in the newsroom, especially the opportunity that News 22 gives you. I started being the webmaster and assignments editor last semester, and that has been an interesting opportunity. What I basically do is I look for news stories that we need to cover, and I relay that to our executive producer and news director on what we need to be looking forward to in the next couple weeks and what we should be covering for the newscast. So that's basically what the assignments editor does, and the web manager is basically in charge of our website. I upload the stories, I edit them, I make sure everything's looking nice and pretty, so when we publicize it, it looks great. I'm also in charge of uploading all the video to our YouTube, and we combine those two to make a great looking
video.
You got
a lot of work. My goodness. I didn't realize you had to do all of that stuff. They need to pitch in a little bit to help you out with that. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
So what are your goals for the future?
You know, I would obviously love to go into broadcasting. My dream is being a reporter for local stations. And then, I mean, obviously the dream would be to make it nationally. But we all know how difficult and high competition this career field is. Or produce. I mean, news just fascinates me. And I love what I'm doing and I love what I'm studying.
All right. Well, we've enjoyed talking with you, and you're going to be out at the car wash?
I will be there.
All right. You'll be there. You do that, too. Saturday, April 6th. And Saturday, April 6th from 10 until 2 at Adventure Travel, that is Missouri and Trevise in Las Cruces. They're raising money because they're going to be going to the Society of Professional Journalists Awards. This is going to be taking place the weekend of April 12th and 13th in Santa Fe, in your hometown.
Yes, sir.
How about that?
It's really nice to see my parents' family.
There you go. On that. You don't have to go to a hotel or anything. You can just go home.
They were joking how they're going to crash at my house.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, good luck, Zach.
Well, thank you.